I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Investigators searching for an Iowa boy who vanished in May days before his 11th birthday say they have found human remains matching his description in a nearby cornfield in Poweshiek County. The remains were discovered Thursday afternoon by a farmer who was working in a field a few miles outside of Montezuma, where Xavier Harrelson lived. A spokesperson for the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation says the body appears to be that of an adolescent, and the clothing on the scene matched what Xavier was wearing. A University of Northern Iowa professor has been relieved of teaching duties for the rest of the semester. KGAN Television in Cedar Rapids reports it came after he required masks in his classroom and threatened to lower students' grades if they didn't wear one. Biology professor Steve O'Kane's rule went against the policies put in place by the university and the Board of Regents. O'Kane says this move won't change his stance come January. If O'Kane fails to comply next semester, the university says further action will be taken. That could include termination. The university says despite not being able to require masks, they strongly encourage everyone to get vaccinated and wear masks indoors. Some changes could be coming to the university system in South Dakota. The Board of Regents is considering everything from selling buildings in Sioux Falls to redefining missions at next week's meeting in Rapid City. They are weighing the possibility of combining administration at all levels of operation within an institution and operations and functions across multiple institutions. The president of Morningside University received a big honor from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce last night. John Reinders received the 2021 Deming Award. The award is given to a local leader each year who shows commitment to the community. Reinders arrived at Morningside in 1999. He plans to retire next June after delaying his decision for 1 year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The keynote speaker during the chamber dinner was Melissa Stockwell. Stockwell was the first U.S. female soldier to lose a limb in the Iraq War. She is also a top Paralympian. Her message, the power of choice.
I couldn't change the fact that I lost my leg to a roadside bomb, but I could change how I perceived it and how I came through it and actually ended up better on the other side. We couldn't change the fact that the pandemic came into our world, but we can choose how we deal with it. We can choose to wake up and be thankful for what we have and go about our lives to live it the best that we can.
That is Stockwell talking to reporters yesterday before her speech at the Sioux City Convention Center. A longer video can be found on the Sioux City Journal's website, siouxcityjournal.com. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.